All right, good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit in Simon Tess and the Kitzer, so remember we started last week the halachos concerning what one is permitted and prohibited to do prior to davening in the morning. So the Kitzer writes, we're actually skipping around a little bit, this is in Sif Vav, so the Kitzer writes, afilu lilmod asur lo lahaskil misha'ala amuda shachar. So the Kitzer writes that already from dawn, which remember, according to the Kitzer, is the earliest time to daven, the moment that the dawn breaks, ideally one is prohibited from learning as well. So what's the idea behind that? The idea that the Kitzer is concerned about is that if one begins to learn prior to the time for davening, one may get caught up in their learning and may miss out on the zman of tefillah. Ach mishehu ragil leilech lebeis haknesses, however, someone who is accustomed to going to shul, ve'ein lochush sheyavor hazman mutrlo. So remember, the idea that the Kitzer is dealing with over here is if someone, let's say, normally davens at home, person davens at home, begins to learn, then there's a concern that a person may lose track of time. But if a person is used to davening with a minyan, then even if a person begins the day by learning, because they have a kvius, because they have an established schedule, the halacha is not concerned that one may miss the zman of tefillah. Similarly, if one is learning in a group, similarly, if one is learning with a group, so remember, the positive part we're learning with the group is twofold. Number one, because since it's a group, so we're not concerned that the group as a whole will forget the zman of tefillah. An individual, if he's davening on his own, may easily forget the proper time for davening. But if a collective is learning, we're certain of the fact that they're going to be cognizant and aware of the zman of tefillah. Furthermore, the idea is if one has the opportunity to learn together with a group, that's a unique learning experience that often one cannot replicate throughout the day. And therefore, the halacha says one should take advantage of that opportunity. Because the zchus, the incredible benefit, the merit of learning Torah together with a group is an incredibly davar gadol, something great. As long as they are diligent and vigilant not to miss the zman of tefillah. So in the Kutei Peske Tshuvas, he writes over here, Uminaga olam lahakil bazeh. The minaga olam ultimately, again, is to be makels, to be lenient, and people do learn before davening. The adraba yesh bazeh hider v'achana l'tefillah. Interestingly enough, not only is one permitted to be makel, to be lenient, so to speak, and to learn before davening, but in fact, writes the Kutei Peske Tshuvas, actually quoting the Maharam and others, that it's an incredible hider. There is no better way to prepare for tefillah than Talmud Torah. Kedichsev b'harbi achronim b'svar makidoshim. As it's brought down many achronim, b'svar makidoshim, which refers to Zohar Hasidic literature as well, that the idea that when one enters into tefillah after undergoing the process of Talmud Torah, it prepares and readies one for a more intense and intimate dialogical experience. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash Omer, Let's Cheshbach Lizako says Yisrael Lefichach Herba Lahem Tumitzo Shneamar Dnechafetz Man Sidko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.